Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. It's time for us to wrap up the first half of the fantasy baseball season. It is Friday. Of course, the All-Star Game is next week. We also have updates from the Open Championship, so we will get to that as well. And Davis, unfortunately for Tiger Woods, it looks like Friday will not produce a weekend showing for Tiger.
Yep, probably probably the last time we will ever see him play St. Andrews. It's kind of after watching him play at the PGA Championship and watching him play here at the Open Championship, it's hard to imagine that he holds on for another 5 years. Of course, I've been wrong about Tiger plenty of times. You know, never thought he would come back even from the original back injury, and never thought he'd make the cut at Augusta. Barely being able to walk, he did. Pretty emotional moment as he was walking up 18. And, honestly, huge bummer. He had about an 8-foot putt to make birdie. The crowd would have went absolutely nuts had he holed that birdie putt. Wasn't quite able to do it on the 18th green, but pretty cool moment for professional golf this week, I think.
Yep, no doubt. We'll get an update on the leaderboard coming up in just a couple of minutes. First, let's go over our headlines here on the show. The Phoenix Suns are matching Indiana's offer to DeAndre Ayton. And so, obviously still, could be a sign and trade. We'll just have to see how things work out. Gigi Jackson, the number one overall high school basketball recruit, decommits from North Carolina. That's interesting there. Serena Williams will play in Toronto ahead of next month's U.S. Open. And Corey Seager added to the All-Star Game and the Home Run Derby. And Davis, we have the field set, but, it's Pete Alonso's probably to lose at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Pete Alonso has been so good at this. He's got it worked out perfectly with his coach there. But I'm probably one of the last people alive who like actually gets excited for the Home Run Derby. I'll be there. I'll watch it. I will bet on it for sure. It's obviously more. I mean, last season was about as interesting as it gets. The two guys gunning for MVP together in Shohei Ohtani and in Vladimir Guerrero Jr. It's obviously better when you kind of have the star of the season playing, but. I'll be tuned in. I'll be excited.
Yeah, I will be there in person on Monday. Looking forward to that as well. All right, so Open Championship, Davis. We are not quite 2 days in, still a few hours away from wrapping up on a day that we'll see who plays for the championship and the Claret Jug on Sunday. What do you make thus far of what you've seen?
Well, the course today is getting absolutely no protection from the wind. The guys who went out early this morning across the pond, they were torturing this poor golf course. Like every par four is birdieable basically for these guys at this point. So if you're making 10-foot putts, the guys are taking their 3-iron or their hybrids off the tee and getting it greenside, putting with their second shot. Dustin Johnson went really low. Patrick Cantlay went really low. Now it's not to say the course is it's pretty easy if you were avoiding the trouble, but obviously, the thing is, those bunkers are they're right where your ball is going to land, right? So if you're in the bunker, Cam Smith made one of the most amazing shots I have ever seen, full on ball up against the wall. His butt is on the wall, scoops it out, hits it to about 8 feet on one of the par fives. He is so good with his wedges, but I think we're going to see a super low score because the weather is continuing. So the course record here is 61. No one's gotten close to that, but I would not be surprised if the next couple days, if someone gets to 61 or better, because there just is no protection out there. Like the guy who is leading, Cameron Young, he shot a 63 yesterday, but he missed. He missed some 8-footers. So, like, I mean, he could have had like a truly unbelievable round.
All right, so we'll keep you updated throughout this show. Also, at 2 o'clock Eastern, I'll be back with you on Newswire. We'll have a much clearer picture as to what the leaderboard will look like going into the weekend. Of course, they are ahead of us in terms of time zone, way ahead of us for those people who live here in the United States. So naturally, we'll have a clearer picture of that. One also, baseball note, Davis, that I did want to mention. Always exciting when a new player gets called up to the big leagues. And in this case, it is the Miami Marlins calling up their former first-round draft pick, Max Meyer. And Davis, he will start Saturday night against the Philadelphia Phillies. So big fantasy pickup, I know, for a lot of people this week too.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see Max Meyer pitch. I always love when these young fireballers who are, full of piss and vinegar come up. But it's always a good time to watch, even if they end up getting blown up. But like, there are few things better in baseball than watching a 22-year-old kid who throws 99 miles an hour and doesn't know enough to be afraid of these guys throw. Like that's always super enjoyable. But the other reason I'm glad that he came up is my NFBC main event team is not going to be able to afford the bids on him. So we are going for Estuary Ruiz, the middle infielder for the San Diego Padres, who has 70 steals over his last 162 games in the minor leagues. And some of those fab dollars are going to be going to Max Meyer instead of Estuary Ruiz. So I am pretty excited about that. I think it increases our chances of getting Ruiz.
Yeah, I mean, a very, very big pickup week in fantasy baseball with those two players for sure, especially going into a week where it's going to be silent. No fantasy baseball next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with the All-Star game. Now, there are games on...
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Thursday, of course, this year, because of the fact that opening day's games were washed out due to the lockout, and a lot of the makeup games are happening on Thursday. In fact, I think there's a doubleheader as well on Thursday, no doubt. So we will have live action back for you on Thursday. But coming up next, it's a recap of the first half of the fantasy baseball season with our buddy Gray Albright from Razzball. Their player rater has the top 10 ranked players from the first half, and we'll tell you who they are next right here on Fantasy Sports Today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. One of the great things about the first half of the baseball season coming to a close is for those of us who play fantasy baseball and are in and out of these lineups and all these leagues every single day, I mean, this is the equivalent finally of fantasy football. You get 3 days off, right? You finally, Gray, get 3 days off to sort of take a look at your team and chill. Gray Albright from Razzball joins us now. We're going to take a look at the top 10 players from the first half of the fantasy baseball season. And Gray, it is great to have you on. Thank you again for coming on all season long. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I am beyond excited to get 3 days off. Oh my God. It is. I don't know. Honestly, it really, like, what I do by recapping like the games every day for like 6 months, it really puts in perspective what Cal Ripken did. I'm not saying I'm Cal Ripken, but I can understand how amazing it is what he did, because like, it's just incredible to go out there. And for him, I mean, he was playing. I'm just watching games. It's a little bit easier for me, but still, I mean, it is like incredible.
Yeah, no, we talk about records that will never be broken in baseball, and obviously the wins record will never be broken. We know that too. But Cal Ripken's streak is the one that there's like in all of sports, there is no chance whatsoever that anyone will even come close to that record. It is, listen, if they put him in the Hall of Fame for nothing else except for that, they could have. He was a great player too. It just happened to be. But anyway, we're wasting time on Cal Ripken. Let's hit on the top 10 players in the first half. This is according to Razzball's Player Rater. Aaron Judge is number one overall. This should not be a huge surprise. I want to get into Ohtani though here and how that factors into this. Paul Goldschmidt is number two. Shane McClanahan, all those strikeouts, and this is, he's probably been the biggest jump in terms of ADP, I think, here in the top 10. Jose Ramirez, no one ever talks about him, super underrated, number four. And then Trey Turner in his free agent year, number five. So let's get into this. And Gray, the numbers spit out those five for what reasons?
You know, a big takeaway for me. Now, you mentioned five guys. Even if you go a little bit further, you'll see a trend where it's really about like younger guys, you know, like Goldschmidt is the oldest by far. There's no one over the age of 30 outside of like, you know, Judge is 30, but no one over the age of 30. So outside of Goldschmidt and like the other guys, like what you really like a big takeaway, like Trey Turner and Jose Ramirez, they were drafted in the top five overall for everyone. Like, you know, collectively, somewhere their ADP was always in the top five. But the other guys, like Aaron Judge, you mentioned, people expect him to be good. No one expected him to be this good. And Goldschmidt, everyone expected him to be good, not this good. And McClanahan, similar. So it's like three of the five, like you really see how, like, it's a lot to do with like people knew guys would be good, but never as good as they are. Like Trey Turner and Jose Ramirez, they were obvious and it was like, okay, they're going to be good and they are good. But the other guys, they're just like, they're having years that you're like, well, I mean, I could never, no one could have expected it. And you know, it's like, when you look at that, it's like, they're so hard. Like fantasy baseball is so fun, and for me at least, and I think fascinating in a lot of ways, because like guys are always what you expect, but never in the way you expect them. And that's like baseball in general. Like Aaron Judge and Paul Goldschmidt and Shane McClanahan, they're all like, they're good in a way that you expect, but never quite expected like this, you know? So I don't know, it's fun. It's just like, it's really fun to look at the Player Rater for me to see like guys, and like, you can always see like in retrospect and hindsight, it's like, oh yeah, I could have drafted Aaron Judge in literally every league. I could have drafted Paul Goldschmidt, every league, Shane McClanahan. Like you would have, like if you were to go back and redraft, you could have drafted outside of Trey Turner and Jose Ramirez, because you would have had to take one or the other. Outside of them, you could have basically drafted the entire top 10, which is like, you know, we'll talk about the second half, but it's like, it's nuts, because it's like everyone in the preseason's like, oh my God, it's so foolish. I can't believe you drafted Aaron Judge like in the top 20. That's so dumb. But then like you get into the season, it's like, was it dumb? Like who's to say what's dumb in the preseason when you're drafting, you know?
No, and listen, it's a look, fantasy sports is a very risk versus reward. If you're playing to win, Judge is a player who can win, and he's also a player that can completely derail you. This year, he's been on the positive of that. Let's go through the final 10 here. I know there's been a slight change to the player radar since last night, so Gray, we'll get to that. Yordan Alvarez, who's on the injured list, will drop a little bit here over the next couple of weeks. Rafael Devers has been fantastic. I think the names that surprise everyone here for sure will be Dansby Swanson at 8 and Julio Rodriguez at 10. And then, of course, Austin Riley's had a great season. Not in the All-Star game yet, probably going to get in there. And then, as I mentioned, Julio Rodriguez. So Julio Rodriguez, like McClanahan, has been another huge surprise, Gray. And interestingly enough, you could have bought Julio Rodriguez for about a month of the first half of the season. You could have said, "Hey, you don't like Julio? All right, I'll take him and take a shot." And wow, is he delivered? His was brutal, but since then it's been great.
No, completely. Yeah, again, like actually, what's funny is in our labor league, 12-team mixed league that I'm in, a quote unquote expert league, labor. We had a fab bidding in the first week of the season, and the draft was like in, I think it was in, say, February. So no one drafted Julio Rodriguez. So I bid on him in fab for, I think I spent $12 out of 100, and I got him, and no one else even bid on him. Like, I could have got him
Wow.
for a dollar. So it's like I overpaid, but in, the grand scheme of things, I didn't overpay at all. I was kind of shocked. No one bid on him, but yeah, that was like, one of those situations where everyone was expecting to be good, but again, it's like not that good. No one
No.
expects it. But like when you're looking at like the player rater in general and all 10 of these players, you see guys who are like mostly like, Yordan Alvarez doesn't give you much speed. Pete Alonso doesn't give you much speed or any for that matter. But the other guys, like they're all five category guys. Shane McClanahan is a pitcher, so it's a different sort of beast.
Sure.
But the hitters are five category guys. They're giving you a little bit of steals, if not a lot of steals. Even Aaron Judge chips in some steals. I think he has like 10 on the year, maybe seven or 10. But Goldschmidt gives you a few steals. Like Trey Turner, obviously, Jose Ramirez, obviously. Everyone gives you five categories. So it's like you look at guys like Julio Rodriguez, and it's a good, it's something interesting to look at for like, next year, or even if you're doing like late season trades this year, you look for guys who can give you all five categories, like a Julio Rodriguez. It's like you look at like a Estuary Ruiz, who just came up for the Padres, and he's gonna give you a little bit of power, and he's gonna give you a ton of speed, and he's gonna hit for average. And you look at that, and you're like, you know what? That might not be so bad, like for the second half. So yeah, I mean, it's just good to look at like guys who could potentially give you five categories. And yeah, I mean, as I said earlier, you could have drafted all 10 of these guys, except for Trey Turner and Jose Ramirez, in literally every league.
That's amazing to think that. And that's just the nature of fantasy sports for sure. All right, great. Well, again, thank you for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. I hope to see you Monday night at Home Run Derby. And naturally, for those people who ask, Gray will still be with us each and every Friday, at least all the way through the trade deadline in Major League Baseball, so we can continue the fantasy baseball talk, no question. Thanks again, Gray. Have a great weekend, and I will see you soon.
Thanks.
All right, Gray.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
AI agents are everywhere. automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Albright, with us coming up next, it's time for our look at NASCAR this weekend. So get out your app on FanDuel. We're going to help you set a DFS lineup for the upcoming NASCAR race. So stay on the grid with that. Guess who's coming up next? Jim Sanis, our buddy, will be with us. So stay on the grid. We'll be back with more FST in just a couple minutes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. It's time for our weekly check-in on the NASCAR circuit. This week, we head to the Armbetter 301, and we're going to get a DFS preview here and talk a little baseball with Jim Sanis, of course, of FanDuel and NumberFire. Jim, great to have you back here on the show. It's calm before the storm here for football, so to speak. So a couple more weeks of, I mean, I know you'll ride out the NASCAR season, but for us here on the show, it's like a couple more weeks here, and then all of a sudden, boom, training camp starts. So looking forward to talking some NASCAR with you. What's going on?
Yeah, that's kind of the nice thing with the MLB All-Star break is you have a time to like reset, catch up on stuff you've been putting off since mid-March, I guess, at least for me. So redoing some of my like Formula One betting models, working on trying to optimize my MLB Moneyline model. So honestly, like, I'm pretty stoked to have a couple days off. I'm sad there's no MLB DFS for a couple days, but I could use the reset for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so let's take a look at the pricing this weekend at the Armbetter 301. And wow, Ryan Blaney's at the top this week. He is at 14,000, so I'd love to get the explanation there. Joey Logano also at the top at 13.5. We don't normally see him. Chase Elliott is 13. Kyle Busch, no stranger at 12.5. Denny Hamlin, no stranger at 12. And then Ross Chastain is priced at $11,500.
Yeah, so with Ryan Blaney, it's because it's a very different track type than what we've seen here recently. New Hampshire is a short, flat track. We've had just three races at true short, flat tracks so far this year. Those were at Phoenix, Martinsville, and Richmond. And the key, you know, the key under thing for all those was Ryan Blaney being very fast. He won the pole in both Phoenix and Richmond and ran out front for a bunch both those races, despite the fact that Richmond is one of his worst tracks in the entire Cup Series circuit. So he graded that on a curve, and Blaney looks really good. He actually is the favorite, my betting model for this week, to win this race. From a DFS perspective, it's a good week to load up on guys starting close to the front because it is a longer race than we've had the past couple weeks. 301 laps for this race, which means we have 30.1 FanDuel points for drivers to lead laps in this race. And that's quite a big number. It's not just the fact that there are a lot of laps to be led. It's also that passing has been kind of tough on these short flat tracks so far this year. Not as much at Phoenix and Richmond as we saw at Martinsville, but overall, when it's been flatter, it's been tougher to pass. They're shifting now that allows drivers to make up for mistakes, and I think we've seen the impact of that. So from a DFS perspective this week, Craig, I think the key strategy this week is to be more comfortable using drivers starting close to the front because it's tough to pass. You need a bigger speed differential to make a pass deeper in the pack. So not a ton of place differential, but there will be a lot of laps led, and I'd expect those laps led to be distributed between two or three different guys. So to me, I want three lap leaders per lineup and less into place differential this week than I would be for most races.
Yeah, no, and I think that that's a really good point, and that's why some of the pricing is different, certainly. So make sure you catch all of Jim's information on social media on Twitter at Jim Sanis and over at NumberFire for all the simulations, and it'll help you this weekend win in the big race. All right, I'd love to chat some baseball here with you, Jim. One of the big all-star snubs over in the National League, at least for now. I say for now because, I just feel this wave coming of guys dropping out in the next couple of days, but we'll see. Austin Riley of the Atlanta Braves, who is kind of, for me, I know he's not Jose Ramirez, okay? Because Jose Ramirez, to me, is the single most underrated player in all of baseball. But I got to tell you, in the NL, I think Riley may be that guy. I mean, look at the season that he's having. There's no discussion of him whatsoever. In fact, I would probably say the Braves have two or three more players that are talked about, even without Freddie Freeman, than Austin Riley. But what a season he's having, pushing a 920 OPS, on pace for almost 50 home runs, and flying under the radar, Jim, no doubt.
And I do think that a lot of this, too, is pretty sustainable. Like, I don't think he'll keep the high batting average. It's 284 right now. I'd expect that to come down because he does strike out a bit. That's kind of the one flaw with Riley, is a 26% strikeout rate, not a ton of walks. But if you're looking for power, I think that aspect of his game is probably going to stick around, too. 281 ISO for him so far this year. His expected WOBA at Baseball Savant is 397. That's actually higher than his actual WOBA at 388. We see that gap with a lot of guys this year, given the recalibration of some, you know, bad at balls due to the ball changes they've made. So that's definitely, you have to keep that in mind. But the hard hit rate for Riley this year is 55%. That means that 55% of the balls he's put in play have had an exit velo of at least 95 miles per hour. He's putting up numbers that you see from like guys like Franmil Reyes, Miguel Sano, without striking out 40% of the time like those guys do. And that to me says the power is probably going to stick. I think that when Riley first came up and first kind of, you know, made a splash in the big leagues, everyone pointed to the strikeout rate and said, okay, he'll come back to earth. Right. We don't need to care too much about this. And I think that perception and that like tag he's had on him has stuck around for potentially longer than it should have. I think that, again, the power is probably legit. The strikeout rate has normalized. It's come down from where it was. So I would say if you're looking for a guy who's going to keep up and maintain the start he's had, I think that Riley is that guy. 25 home runs so far. He had 33 last year, but he's going to pass that mark maybe not by the end of July, but like mid-August. I think he'll be above that number for sure. So I think that what you said, Craig, is correct, where he's underappreciated, but also I think that what he's doing is sustainable, especially in a good park, a great offense with a lot of protection around him. I think that Riley, not fluky and probably not going away either.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Braves are legit. They're in the race. And who knows, even they may add somebody to their lineup to help them a little bit like they did, adding those three guys they did last year. All right, let's move over to the St. Louis Cardinals. Nolan Arenado with some interesting comments today, saying that wild card not good enough, want to win the division. And so a lot of this will be up to him because, Jim, as you know, their offense outside of two players, essentially, and I guess Juan Yepez, you count him as coming up and doing well, but it hasn't been great. I would assume that they're going to try and add someone too. But the season that he's having, you know, sort of resembles almost a core season. I know his OPS a little bit down from where it normally is at 890 and 58 runs driven in, 14 home runs. And I think, Jim, as the season goes on, I'd be curious your thoughts, because we really don't have a lot of data outside the last couple of years with him playing in St. Louis. And I wonder if you think that this is sustainable for him, because certainly if it is, it kind of debunks the Coors thing where essentially there are players that can leave Coors and do well.
Yeah, I think it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for him to keep up the pace he's been on so far this year, I'm probably going to sell that just because the power, I think, has been a bit higher than probably where it should be. 235 ISO so far this year, but that's despite having a 7.7% barrel rate. He's not typically a guy who stands out in that department. You know, last year it was actually a bit lower, and his ISO was higher, but not the highest hard hit rate. He does put the ball in the air a lot, but I think that when you look at the barrel percentage, you look at some of the advanced numbers, I'd expect the power numbers to maybe not decline, but not rise as much as what you see with other guys as it stays warm elsewhere throughout the league. It's not the best park for hitting by any means in St. Louis. I think that's a downside too. So if you're asking me, will he continue to hit the way he's hit so far this year? I'll probably say no in terms of the power coming down a bit, but the batting average will always be very high. You're always going to have a high floor with Nolan Arenado, because even if he's not hitting for power, he's going to get you on base because he draws some walks. He never strikes out somehow, you know, even with the power that he's shown, to have that combination of no strikeouts but a lot of power, that's tough to duplicate. So I think that even if Arenado does come back to earth a bit in the second half of the year, the baseline will still be very good. What you're going to get as a regressed version of Nolan Arenado will still be a very good hitter for fantasy. I'm just not sure if it'll be what he's been so far this year. That's fine, and that's okay. I think that that will still be a good version. I expect this offense to hit a bit better as things go along. They've got some talent within that lineup that I think, as we expand the sample, I think that things will get better there. So the peripheral numbers in terms of like the runs scored, RBIs, that may improve. The batting average should still stay good. The one thing I'm selling here is the power. I think that may come back a bit, but even then, he'll still be a very good, a valuable batter because of the other stuff he brings to the table.
All right, fair enough, Jim. Let's close it out with one final prediction from you, and this is the one event that everyone will be watching Monday night. Why? Because not much else is going on, let's be honest. Home Run Derby, Jim. We got Pete Alonso returning again. We have some new names, too. We just found out Corey Seager's in it, Jose Ramirez, Kyle Schwarber from the left side. You know, obviously Pete Alonso is the favorite. Is there any reason to take anybody else in this thing on Monday night?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's just the announcers like drilling into my head every year, but like I feel like there actually is value in having done the Derby before. So like you get the rhythm, you kind of know the way things work. And I think that does play towards Pete Alonso. So it could just be that I am, because I don't have data on this event. I've tried to do data on it and it's been gone terribly. So I've just given up on it. I think that it could just be me overvaluing what the announcers say, but like they talk about how rhythm matters, experience matters and stuff like that. And that's going to favor Pete Alonso. And obviously the power for Alonso this year has been really good too. So if I were to like try to find a metric to figure this thing out, it probably would point me towards Alonso anyway. So I'll be the chalk donkey here, Craig. I will say Pete Alonso to win. But I mean, Kyle Schwarber, he's stupid. Like he's stupid fun. So I think that he'd be on that list too. So I'll go with Alonso. I'll keep my eye on Schwarber. But overall, just watching dingers, there's really no better way to spend a Monday night.
Yeah, definitely so. Soto's been in this thing a couple times too and no success. So maybe this is the year for him at Dodger Stadium. We'll see. All right, Jim. Well, have a good weekend. Look forward to catching up again next week. As we close in, we'll talk some football with you as we get closer to the preseason starting here in August. Thanks again for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely ready to start talking football. It takes a while for me to get there, but we're there now. I'm ready for some football for sure. Enjoy the All-Star break, Craig. We'll talk to you once again next week.
All right, Jim. Jim Sanis, join us every week here on Friday. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Sanis. His work over at NumberFire and FanDuel, helping you make some money on the DFS side. No question, you want to follow him and check out all of his simulations. All right, coming up next, fantasy or reality. We'll touch a little bit more on the Home Run Derby and a lot of other things, too. So make sure you stay on the grid for that. Then I'll be back with you guys at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. We'll have the latest in sports wagering. There's been a big conference going on this week. We'll discuss that. Also, we will talk to George Kurtz about some NHL free agency as well, get some predictions as to where some of these players may end up. So stay on.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
The grid for that as we take a short timeout right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Stay on the grid. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. For those of you who are on social media, you'll want to be following us on Twitter at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV for the latest news, notes, information, of course, from a lot of our hosts, some picks against the spread, some really great content as well. Follow us on social media on Twitter at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV. By the way, question for us, fantasy or reality? Just tag us there. Hashtag fantasy or reality. Ask your question. Davis and I may use it here on the show. All right, Davis, Open Championship as we head into the weekend. What do we got for a leaderboard here?
Well, Cam Smith is doing his best to dismantle this golf course right now. He is in solo first at 11 under par, 6 under through 12 holes. Cam Young is playing solidly. He is in second at 10 under par, 2 under going out on 9. Dustin Johnson is 9 under par. He played pretty well this morning. Scottie Scheffler, Tyrrell Hatton, Taylor Gooch, Adam Scott. Patrick Cantlay, Rory is doing his best. He is even par through 4 holes. Of course, Tiger Woods, unfortunately, did not make the cut. But it's a pretty funny leaderboard, you know, because of how this course is playing. The guys who went off really early this morning had a pretty big advantage. So it's good golf, though. It's very enjoyable to watch. You know, I love seeing one of my favorite things, you know, is watching these guys around the greens, and they're aiming at a spot you can't even see. Their back is to the pin and they're playing it, you know, around. It's pretty enjoyable.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on it this weekend. Lots of great programming updating you on the Open Championship here on Sports Grid. Let's get to some fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, the All-Star game is coming up, and the roster is still being finalized. We got a new name added to the group yesterday in the American League. Former World Series MVP Corey Seager has been added not just to the game, but also to the Home Run Derby. And I wonder if that had something to do with this. I guess we'll never know. Fantasy or reality, Corey Seager of the Texas Rangers should be in the All-Star game over Seattle Mariners' Ty France. By the way, Seattle won their 11th game in a row yesterday.
You know, I assume Corey Seager is like a bigger name or a bigger draw than Ty France, but this is not a great Corey Seager season, right? His batting average is way down. He has, I suppose that he has been kind of trading in batting average and strikeout rate for power. 21 home runs would already be the second most home runs of his entire career. So he's kind of like late stage Joey Votto. Joey Votto turned himself away from a guy who hit 305 every year to a guy who could hit 35 home runs. But you know, all of his OPS numbers are down, but home runs, I guess at the end of the day, home runs are what the people want to see. People like the Home Run Derby, or at least I like the Home Run Derby, and people want to see offense in the All-Star game. Like, no one enjoys an All-Star game where it's all these pitchers making a cameo of one inning, striking out the side, and then leaving, right? Like, that's not any fun. So, people know I love Ty France. I also love Corey Seager, too. I will go reality here. Corey Seager's good. He's got some power, you know, whatever. I can't get outraged about this.
Yeah, I guess for me, I'm still surprised that Ty France has not made it into the game yet. I still think that he will. Maybe I'm crazy here and I'm missing something, but still feel like guys will drop out before the end. And I think in the National League, you'll have that too. We actually agree here. This is hard to argue. He has 21 home runs. They very clearly, Davis, to me, now again, I'm not a full conspiracy theorist when it comes to this stuff, but I think I have to be here. Like, how all of a sudden is just Corey Seager in the Home Run Derby too? They had a pool of like 30 guys to choose from. My guess is that they wanted him in it. I mean, it's the only thing that I can think of. And in terms of his home runs, it definitely meshes with the guys that are in this Home Run Derby. Also, something else to keep in mind, probably has nothing to do with it, but Davis, they do like to get their fair share of lefties and righties in this Home Run Derby. And Soto and Schwarber were the lefties. Now they've added a third. So I have reality here. I still think Ty France finds his way into the game somehow. But if not, I guess it just literally is the biggest all-star snub this year. All right, Joel Embiid is trying to find a way here through citizenship to play in France in the Olympics. And naturally, it looks like this is going to happen in a few years. Embiid, a top 10 player in the NBA without question. There are some that feel he's in the top five. I think probably I would agree with that as well. But Davis, when it comes down to it, the Olympics is about the team that wins the gold medal. So the bottom line here is that Joel Embiid playing for France in the Olympics will be exciting for them.
Well, this is very odd that he would choose to do this, right? Because I assume, you know, the way that they do these eligibility rules for the Olympics, for the World Cup, for basketball and for soccer and everything, like there are multiple ways you can go. Obviously, Embiid could have played for the Cameroonian national team. My guess is honestly that if he wanted to play for the United States national team, they could figure out a way to do that. But the reason, Craig, the reason why it's so weird that he would choose to play for the French national team would be they already have a center who you might have heard of him. He's quite good. His name is Rudy Gobert. So what's their plan? I guess the French national team plan would be to play Embiid as the nominal power forward and play Embiid and Gobert together, because Embiid can shoot a little bit. He can dribble a little bit. I mean, he's not going to be running pick and rolls or anything like that, but he shoots a fair number of three-pointers, which I guess is honestly the same thing that the Minnesota Timberwolves are planning on doing with Joel Embiid and with Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns. But it does strike me as a little odd that he would choose to go play at a national level with Rudy. Like, that's going to be very funny to watch those two guys playing together on the same team.
Yeah, I got fantasy here. I don't think that this is going to be particularly exciting. I will say this for Joel Embiid, in his defense, he dares to be different, right? Like, he always wants to do something outside the norm. So, and I totally give him credit for that. But I just don't think France's team is going to shape up anywhere near what some of the other teams will. As you mentioned, Gobert, you know, that's not even something that I considered. I don't even know how they would play this game. I suppose, you know, they'll just try to go big and or go home. I mean, that's the only way that I could put it here. But I would assume there'll be a lot of better teams than France. For me in particular, the gold medal game has really been the only thing that I've watched. I know USA basketball, when it comes, gets a lot of attention. But there seems always, for me, Davis, to be this, like, cloud of negativity surrounding the U.S. team, because they play, like, these preliminary games. And if they don't win by 40, everybody freaks out. Like, oh, they're not going to be good again, because they had that one Olympics where they didn't do very well. I got fantasy here. Not particularly interested, not particularly exciting for me. Embiid, I don't knock the choice, but I mean, I could go without it. That's for sure. All right, let's close it out here for television. We really don't have a ton of sports going on, so it's a struggle. It's a struggle for us. We got Major League Baseball. I know Davis into soccer, so certainly, but for me, it's baseball or nothing. So let's look at some alternatives. We got Shark Week coming up, Davis. And, you know, this 5 years ago was basically what everybody wanted to watch. Whenever Shark Week was on, it was like, let me get it on and see what's going on here. But we'll find out something about you now. You will watch something airing during Shark Week. Fantasy reality.
Yeah, I got fantasy on this. And you know, it's sort of interesting kind of when we bring these pop culture topics up. It's so funny on, you know, how different things are in terms of people's media habits from even 10 years ago until now. Like, I remember 3 years ago, before I moved into this house, I did cable. So I had the box, I could scroll through, I could watch whatever channel I wanted. And I did watch a little bit of Shark Week then. But even just thinking now, so I don't have cable, how am I accessing streaming content for Shark Week, right? I guess it's probably on Disney Plus, because they have the Discovery stuff, I think. So you'd have to go on. Like, Shark Week is something you watch when you're scrolling through, right? It is not appointment viewing. You're not sitting on your couch waiting like, okay, I'm sitting down and I'm really excited to watch Shark Show X, right? It's just something you're flipping through the channels. You're like, oh yeah, Shark Week, that's pretty interesting. I kind of like that, so I'll just stop on this channel. It's kind of the same way, like how movie viewing habits have changed. Like, I've seen The Departed or Empire Strikes Back or the first Indiana Jones movie like 50 times, because those movies are just always on cable, right? Just if I wanted to go up to my if I went over to someone's house that had cable right now, I bet I could find like Goodfellas playing, you know, the edited version on someone's TV. But we just, that's been totally lost as a viewing experience because no one does that anymore. You don't scroll through the channels. You know exactly what you want to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing, like, you know, Better Call Saul was on Monday night. And that's like, we didn't even watch it live. We watched it like 30 minutes after it started just so the commercials didn't have to be seen. But yeah, I do have a lot of people that talk about Shark Week and they watch this. I just have never been one of those people. I don't know. Like this is sort of something that never clicked with me and I never watched it, never even flipped through it. So I don't think so, Davis. I really don't think so. Fantasy for me. So my viewing on Monday is going to be hard for me to watch anything. I may have to, you know, check out Better Call Saul when I get back from the Home Run Derby. So it is Home Run Derby for me on Monday, and it is the All-Star Game for me on Tuesday. And then you have the Derek Jeter documentary, The Captain. Obviously, I'm going to be watching that because I'm going to be in that. So I got to be able to see what's going on there and see what happens with that whole thing. Should be fun, 7 parts. And then, Davis, my whole focus at that point will be, when is that first NFL preseason game, right? It's like baseball. And then that NFL preseason game coming up, I think it is August 4th or August 2nd, somewhere along those lines. So that's what's on my schedule.
It's coming up. I mean, pretty soon, you know, we're going to be talking about backup running back battles. And, you know, as someone who has been drafting fantasy football, baseball teams throughout this entire offseason, the thing that I am pretty much waiting on bated breath for is who's getting hurt in the preseason, right? Because, I mean, one, there's a chance that, you know, a guy I drafted a bunch of could be ruined, or the converse. I mean, what happened last offseason, I wasn't really drafting Cam Akers at all, and Daryl Henderson was on all these teams for me, so that ended up being a huge boon. Feels unlikely I would get that lucky 2 years in a row. But I mean, this is where it was J.K. Dobbins and Cam Akers last year, Jared McKinnon one season. But I mean, it's just pretty much every year, pretty much every year you can guarantee one top 30-ish fantasy football pick heading into the season is going to get injured before the year, which, I mean, you know, look, you live by the sword of the early draft, you die by the sword of the early draft. It can go both ways.
Yeah, those were definitely the two last year, no question. Those two were both first, second, third round picks in fantasy. And then, if I remember correctly, the Dobbins people all started taking Gus Edwards, and then he got hurt, right? Like, isn't that what happened? Like, that was the next chip to drop? Right.
Yes. So Gus Edwards went up a bunch of rounds and then he tore his Achilles, I believe. And then we were drafting Tyson Williams and he was really good in the first game. But then he got benched because he whiffed on that pass block that got Lamar absolutely smoked. So then Latavius Murray was getting carries. Then they signed Le'Veon Bell. I mean, it was a mess. Devonta Freeman was involved for the Baltimore Ravens last year. That's how desperate it got for the Ravens. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the craziest fantasy football news in my lifetime of the preseason had to be Andrew Luck. I mean, that's the one that still to this day was like, this can't be real. Like this, and it just completely changed everything about the Indianapolis Colts going into that season. There was nothing you could do. It came at the end of the NFL preseason too. All right, we've got coming up next to Sports Grid 60. So stay with us as we get ready to wrap up this show. Then I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. I'll be right back.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The general manager of the San Diego Padres, A.J. Preller, says that Fernando Tatis Jr. has begun his hitting progression toward returning to the San Diego Padres lineup. So assuming it's a hitting progression, that means rehab assignment coming up in a week. And it means August, we will see Fernando Tatis Jr. back in a Padres uniform. Let's turn it over to Davis. Here is the Sports Grid 60.
So Tiger Woods may have, may have hit his final shot here at the British Open Championship. And my my Sports Grid 60 for today is I really hope that the people who are in charge of professional golf, whether that be the PGA Tour, the European Tour, the LIV Golf Tour, whatever, obviously losing Tiger from regular events, right? I think Tiger's pretty much just going to play the majors. Maybe he will play the event that he hosts. Maybe he'll play Bay Hill, the Players' Championship. But I think we're max seeing Tiger six times a year would be my guess. I really hope that they understand what losing Tiger from some of these tournaments is going to mean in terms of the eyes. And I really hope that they have a plan, because losing, all the big advancements that we've had in media coverage and all that stuff in golf is going to stink, I think.
Yeah, and six seems on the high side too for me, probably less than that, but hopefully you're right. Okay, I have a lot to be thankful for as far as these NBA players, Major League Baseball players, NFL players being on social media. I think it adds a lot to their personality, to their dynamic, and I think it's fun. But I got to tell you, when they tweet out things that get you excited about nothing because they mean nothing, that I could live without. What am I talking about? Donovan Mitchell, of course, for the Utah Jazz, tweeted out this morning a picture of a spider. His nickname is Spider Mitchell. I think that that's cool. I think that that's fun. But what does it mean? It means absolutely nothing. And all it does is get us excited about nothing. Of course, everybody here in South Florida on the Heat thinks he's coming to the Heat because he tweets a spider. It's not happening. Thank you again to LTN and our graphics department and Jim Sanis and Ray Albright, our guest, for my co-host, David Matic, and producer, Brett Levy. I'm Craig Mish. See you at 2 o'clock Eastern.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.